And then a couple more, excuse me, points from this book. I went to school when I was a sophomore in high school. I'm sure you can all remember being 15. I went to a school that had 8 students on the top of a mountain in North Carolina, 2,000 acres, in this school. And there were 7 guys and 1 poor girl who was a senior, and everybody else was freshmen and sophomores. She must have had a miserable life there. Yeah, I mean, we did, so she must have. And the place was run by the daughter of the Episcopal Bishop of South Carolina, who was, if nothing else, certainly evangelical in her attitudes. Her son was likewise, who was an Episcopal priest. And we used to do things like have prayer vigils at night, which was all right, except when you're 15, you really don't care to be waked up at 2 o'clock and told to go down and it's your turn to pray for 2 hours for peace in India or something. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that, you know, at 15 you don't care. You know, I mean, you've got other problems like how are you going to get through tomorrow or whatever. And so on and so forth. Anyhow, it was a very susceptible age, and it stayed with me. And this particular poem is called North Hanger Ridge. Again, a funny name for the place for no particular reason, because 2 poems back, there's one called Sky Valley Rider, and the name of the place was Sky Valley. I don't know why I call North Hanger Ridge. I think because Jane Austen has a book called Northanger Abbey, and I love that title, and so I stuck an extra H in it and called it North Hanger Ridge. And because it sounded good. I don't think you're supposed to say those things, but I think that's why I did it. The first things, I'm starting out trying to paint the place as I remember it, and I'm using a lot of painting phrases. North Hanger Ridge. Half bridge over nothingness, white sky of the palette knife, blot orange, vertical blacks, blue bird life, drifting up from the next life, the heat waves like consolation winds. One cloud like a trunk stays shut above the horizon. Off to the left, dream wires, hill snout like a crocodile's. Or so I remember it. Their clenched teeth and their clenched mouths. Their voices like shards of light, brittle, unnecessary. Ruined shoes, roots, the cabinet of lost things. This is the same story. Its lips in flame, its throat a dark water, the page stripped of its meaning. Sunday, and Father Dog is turned loose. Up the long road, the children's feet snick in the dust like raindrops. The wind excuses itself and backs off. Inside, heat lies like a hand on each head, slither and cough. Now Father Dog addles our misconceptions, points, preens, his finger a white flag run up, run down. Bow wow and arf, the great light. Oh, and the great yes, and the great no. Redemption, the cold kiss of release, etc. Sentences. Meanwhile, docile as shadows, they stare from their 4 corners, look set. No glitter escapes this evangelical masonry. Candle flame, vigil and water flow, like dust in the night the prayers rise. From 6 to 6 under the sick Christ, the children talk to the nothingness, cross rack and wound. The dark room burns like a coal, goes ash to the touch, ash to the tongue's tip. Blood turns in the wheel, something drops from the leaves, the drugged moon twists and turns in its sheets. Sweet breath in a dry corner, the black widow reknits her dream. Salvation again declines and sleeps like a skull on the hard ground, nothing for ears, nothing for eyes. It sleeps as it's always slept, without shadow, waiting for nothing.